U.S. Senator Martha McSally was in the Yuma area Wednesday in her first local visit since taking office earlier this month. KAWC's Victor Calderon spoke with her about her day here and has this report.
Senator McSally had a packed schedule on Wednesday in her first visit to the Yuma area since Governor Doug Ducey appointed her to the Senate on December 18th. McSally replaced Senator John Kyle, who was appointed following the death of Senator John McCain. On Wednesday, she visited the Yuma sector of the U.S.-Mexico border east of San Luis, where 376 migrants tunneled under the border fencing and entered last week. McSally ended her day meeting with Customs and Border Protection agents to thank them for their service.
But especially during the government shutdown, to thank them for continuing to serve, thanking them for coming to work every single day when they're not being paid. I also am having my pay withheld. I'm standing with them. I just want to let them know how proud I was of them. I'm standing with them. I'm taking a red eye back tonight to D.C., trying to break this impasse and get the government open and secure the border.
As of today, the shutdown is in its 33rd day. McSally began her day meeting with Yuma County 4-H ambassadors. She held a roundtable with local water leaders to discuss the drought contingency plan for Arizona. McSally also met with ag leaders to discuss the response of the Food and Drug Administration to the 2018 E. coli outbreak. She also met with the mayors of Yuma, Somerton, San Luis, and Welton. For KAWC News, this is Victor Calderon.